Hey, with what Kentucky's doing, if that team is able to run the table, how do you compare that to what Indiana did nearly 40 years ago?
Well, you know, I mean, it's different in some ways. You know, so much comes down to, I mean, I think John's done a hell of a job. I'm not sure I'm crazy about the way everything's worked out. I don't know what's going to do for college basketball and everything like that. But, I mean, he's withstood the pressure. He's dealt with the young guys. I think that's been great. You know, Bobby Knight's team, from what I know of it, and it was a long time ago, but his team was built on a lot more veterans and everything. And I don't know what you'd consider. You know, I know the SEC isn't as strong. I don't know where the Big Ten was then. I don't know who they played in the non-conference. You know, there's so many things I don't know. But I know this. If you can go undefeated in 76, 2015, or 2012, that's still an incredible accomplishment, because no matter who you played, that pressure on it all the time is very difficult. And I give him a lot of credit for how he's handled his team and what they've done. And I just don't know how you compare the two, to be honest with you.
Every coach would like to have that talent, but it's not always easy managing a future NBA roster, or is it not that hard? What do you think?
Well, I think John's got a niche now that it's easier, because I think he, you know, sometimes you can't, it's harder to control the, as you say, NBA roster. But the niche there is that, you know, if you don't, you know, you don't play, but he's got another guy there that is also on the NBA roster. Most of us don't have that, you know, so you have to put up with a little bit more maybe. But he doesn't have that issue. And but I think, you know, he's got issues like, how do they defend? How do you run an offense? You know, you're talking about a lot of young kids, and he's done it as well as anybody as far as getting those kids ready to play. And they've been progressing, and, you know, they've had a chance to grow. I know that league isn't as good as when you have a Florida that's, you know, barely 500. I mean, they're usually one of the dominating teams in the league. And so maybe those kids have been able to grow a little easier than some years. But it's worked. He's done it. If he goes undefeated, incredible accomplishment, no matter if he's got 12 McDonald's All-Americans instead of 10. Or if he's got 12 pros, first-round picks, it's still difficult to do that, especially with young guys.